T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's this day like?
It's somber, but at the same time, I'm happy that Lou is finally at rest. He's a warrior. Not many people you'll say that would take time out of their last days on this earth to not be with their wife and children. That's going to travel down to Washington and make sure that others are taken care of. So he worked and fought all the way to the end, and I'm proud to say that I was there right there next to him.
You testified on that same panel with him, gaunt, frail, 130 pounds, yet powerful. What was that like, watching him testify?
It was incredible. I felt his testimony. Even though he was speaking slowly, and you could tell that he wasn't in the best places health-wise, he spoke with passion, and his message came across clear that he wants this done. And he's the driving force as to why this will happen.
So, with his words and with that image, how important do you think that was to getting attention to this issue?
Tremendous. I mean, look where we are here today. I mean, I love Louis and what he did for us, but as well as Louis, we just lost 5 other responders within the last 2 weeks. It just goes to show you that, you know, when publicity comes into play and Louis's testifying and the news comes out, that's where that's where all the hoopla comes from, and that's where we get shown through the social eye. But we can't forget all those others that we're losing. I mean, I keep telling everybody, the nation's moved on, and that's rightfully so, but we've almost lost as many first responders since 9/11 than we did total, which is close to 3,000 on that September 11th morning.
You made trips to D.C. with Lou Alvarez. You both have been involved in this. Tell us about the significance of Lou's effort, especially that testimony back in June.
Uniform members of the service from all agencies and all departments, please go to 2H Street. I need the NYPD bomb squad. The NYPD bomb squad to the front of the church, please.
Let us know what your question is. Let me start from the... You spent a lot of time with Lou. You both went to D.C. Tell us about that testimony last month from Lou. What was that like?
It was nothing short of amazing, you know, to see a dying man up there and for his last wish to be to take care of other people. You know, he should have been home. He should have been in bed. Instead, he chose to get in his car and drive 5 hours, you know, to beg for help, you know. So it was pretty impressive to watch. You know, John Stewart gets all the publicity, but I think Louis's speech was just as impactful, you know.
How important do you think it was to put a face to what is going on here?
Yeah, it's very important, you know, because we lost 4 other responders this week. You know, 2 members of the FDNY, 2 members of the NYPD. This week alone, you know, we're dying every 2.5 days. So it's important to get, you know, to have a face to get the story out there, like with Ray Pfeiffer in 2015. You know, it's important because, you know, people need to know what's going on. And it takes a courageous man like Louis to spend his last days, you know, fighting and arguing for this. So, yeah, I think it's important to have a face, but I think it's important for people to realize that Lou Alvarez isn't the only 9/11 first responder who died this week. And unfortunately, there's going to be more. Before the House votes next week, we might have 1 or 2 more deaths, you know. I have a very close friend, firefighter Paul Greco, is in ICU right now. So we're wishing him the best, but it's not just Paul. You know, we have 2,000 firefighters with cancer right now. So, you know, it's pretty dire as it is. So I think people need to know that it didn't stop with Lou Alvarez. The bill isn't passed yet. Nothing is signed. So there's still a fight to be had. And it's important for people to know also that there's people fighting. You know, for those people that are worried about the VCF and about themselves, just know that our team is out there. You know, we're not going to stop until it's done. We're not going to let Louis's death be in vain. Ray Pfeiffer's death, John McNamara's death, all the men we lost along the way. You know, their fight carries on with us, and we're going to make sure that we finish it.
How do you deal with this, you know, day after day, week after week, seeing your friends dying?
I don't know. I think it's just what we do, you know. I have three small kids, and my mission is to just set an example for them. You know, I don't know how long I'm going to be here. I might not be here, you know, at times in our life when they need me, but I want to leave a legacy for them to look back and see that, you know, Dad fought. Dad fought for his friends. He fought for himself. And that's how you survive in life, right? You have to fight. Life isn't easy. So if nothing else, you know, that's why I do it. You know, I do it for my friends and my family that are sick, but I also do it for my kids at home.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.